This episode of Speakers of Heidelin is made possible by our generous patrons. Special thanks to our supreme and master speakers, Omega Cat Comet, Erisu Yamakawa, Alex Franco AV, Winebow Brood, Aurora Templeton, Psyche, Azuta Starbreeze, Cletus Oreo, Nina Grimstarter, Lily Black, Bob CC, Mictor Robintow, Anathus Moonscar, Pamela Isley, Elenriel Maximus, Code Ruth Novelist, Mira Miri, Celesto Nutrell, Lazy Boy, Luke Osborne, Pandalu Stormarrow, Tex, Kai Lin, Arthur Law, Beridan Derard, Cypup, Spencer Christmas, Noi Fafnir, Celine DeLune, Edwin, Webster Wolf, Severa, Sir Kabarakil, Kazran, Ventos Tia, Ryark Forbear, Leighton the House, Tony, Arcadia Lunashine, Umbral Wind, Framboise Zakuro, Bergie, Fudge, Cephiel, Cafe, and Nat Clay. Support the show and become a patron today at patreon.com/speakersxiv. Thank you.
It's Speakers of Heidelin.
Good evening, Aorcians. Welcome to Speakers of Heidelin's episode 398. I am Lucille Bravestone, and I'm joined today. Please hold on me for a second while
I'm holding. I'm gripping.
Okay, you're going to stay on me for a little longer. You see, we just have a day. I'm joined today by Georgi Wiston, Mela Vanadar, and Rollo Des.
Hello.
Wow, what a day. It's April 20th, 2024. And we are back again to talk about...
Blaze it.
Yes. Yeah. 420, boys.
Oh, yeah. 420.
Been laughing at weed for years.
Weed. all right. So, yeah, today we're going to... So, last week, we talked about the benchmark and all that, just as it had come out. Didn't realize that there was already huge debates and discourse going on online. Today, we're going to talk about all of that. So that's our main story today. We'll also be talking about the Yo-Kai Watch event, which I'm sure you're all looking forward to. You know, we're going to be nice and happy about that. And, well, of course, we'll be reading your Mogmail, speakersxiv.com/Mogmail. Stay tuned for the post show. We'll be answering questions from the Syndicate. And there's no more Pokemon. We're free.
We're free.
Well, there's no more Gen 1.
There's also...
How many generations are there now? Eight? So
there's too many generations.
Nine? Oh my god.
Yeah, there's... we're not going to do that today, but we did reach the sub-goal to get Titanic back. The fanfiction.
Oh god.
So look forward to that. I think it's going to be bad. We're not going to read all of it. I'll say that now. It's long, and there is no... I'm not sure how we're going to do it, because we stopped at a very specific point in that fanfiction. This is like 5-6 years ago at this point. So most of you have no idea what we're talking about and no idea what this fanfiction even is. But that's how the post show started, was us reading a horrendous... I shouldn't say that.
It was great. I liked it.
An interesting fanfiction. An isekai, if you will. So, which is an interesting concept, isn't it? It's not, and they're isekai'd into not the historical Titanic, but James Cameron's Titanic specifically. So it's all very strange.
It was the whole reason I first subscribed to the channel.
Yeah, there you go.
You see? Yeah. Titanic brought all the boys in.
Yeah. So yeah, we stopped at a very infamous point in the story where there was a poker game. And the whole chapter was literally just describing four or five people.
You just didn't
poker.
Have the fortitude for it, I think it's fair to say. You didn't have the iron stomach required for a full in-depth
poker. Well, the thing
game.
Is, we had, I think the point also was that they were alluding to the fact that we were close to the end of, you know, the iceberg was close, right? We were almost there, but they dragged it out with a poker game, and they were going to have dinner, and I could just see this is going to just fucking go on endlessly.
Because they know what you want.
Yeah.
No.
They're edging you through the ice.
It's a literary device to make you believe, you know what, actually, no, everything is okay. You know, things are normal, and then bam, that's when it hits.
Well, it's like, it's a romance fan fiction between Rose from Titanic's sister and an officer from the Titanic, but not the historically accurate officer. It's the officer as played by a person for the James Cameron movie.
Well, it's good. All right, it's good.
It's all a mess. Anyways, that's not happening today. I'm just saying, but preparations will begin for that soon. I just realized I don't really have... We have some channel updates, but I don't think I have the slide. Oh, I do have this. Oh, I forgot to remove this. Well, reminder for that, I guess. The merch is still available. But for patrons, this is a Patreon update. The Titanic Tuesday VOD, it has processed, but it's at 360p currently. So, gotta have to still wait a little bit. I could just release it at 360p, but it's 6 hours long to the dot, like 6 hours.
Whoa.
And you don't want to watch a 6 hour video at 360p. That's rough. So I'm waiting for that, but it'll be out by the end of the week. The Neil Breen VOD is available right now. That's me and Mela watching Fateful Findings.
I love when you just refer to Neil Breen as if the lay person knows who that is.
No one knows who Neil Breen is.
It's an experience.
It's a popular online thing.
Yeah, yeah. Most Neil people Breen. Should know now what Neil Breen is. That's that. Also, I should mention as well, we are officially in the Speakers Eurovision month because Eurovision Countdown starts on April 30th. For patrons, so that's Master and Supreme.
That's
so
hype.
Look forward to it. We'll talk more about
that's
it next
crazy.
Week.
Crazy.
It is crazy. Yeah. There you go. That's it for channel updates. Let's jump into recent events. Right. Well, we have only one event that is worth talking about this week, and talk about it we will.
Hey! Yo-Kai Watch!
Yo-Kai Watch, gather one,
it's
gather all.
Empty space on this frame.
Yeah, yeah.
That's representative
for the weapons that weren't there.
Yeah. Yeah, the event is back, quite literally as it was before, except for one added thing. That's a framer's kit. And then you'll ask yourself, okay, you'll go, okay, that's fine. At least there's something to grind for. No, you buy them. You buy the framers kit for MGP. So if you have already done
this, immediately.
If you've already done this event, there is nothing to do. They have released they could have potentially released this event, and we would have had something to grind, to do. In the game up until Dawn Trial. This is a long... I mean, I understand. If you're a new player, you've never done this. Boy, oh boy, do you have a lot to do before Dawn Trial, right? This is good for you. But for existing players that have already done this, this means nothing. This is
exactly.
nothing.
Yeah. Very disappointing.
I just being ungrateful.
There's a Hunt for Genesis 2 coming soon.
That's true. Mm. But don't know what about ism on this podcast, Gary. This is the Yo-Kai Watch.
I just want to tell you guys, or you know what? I want to ask you, when do you think the last Yo-Kai Watch game came out?
The actual game
ago, isn't it?
It's 2018.
Yeah, I would have said around 2018, if not earlier.
Yeah.
You're close. 2019 was the last mainline game. And didn't even release in North America.
Right. Sure. So
was that around when the first Yo-Kai event was? Was it a celebration of that release?
No, I think it was before, because it was...
I don't remember how long ago it was.
Yeah,
Yo-Kai
it was with Heaven's Wood, because I remember doing it on Machinist.
That was at the height of it, because there was all the 3DS games coming out. But then Yo-Kai Watch kind of bombed in the States. So
the peak of Yo-Kai Watch was crazy in Japan. Like, you were seeing, like, Jibun... like displacing Pikachu on like magazines.
Yeah.
But you're not seeing that anymore.
2014, no, like 2015, like that shit was crazy. I can see why I did 14. But now it's just so weird. It's very strange having a game that's not relevant to a lot of people who play, as in there's no translations for them.
Yeah. The first Yo-Kai Watch event was in 2016.
For a previous game to that one. But that's nice, because it hyped up the game that we never got to play.
Yeah.
What are we to stream Yo-Kai Watch 1? You gotta, come on.
I don't think so.
I'm a little intrigued by Yo-Kai Watch.
Are you?
Honestly, not bad games.
A little bit, yeah.
They are good games on the 3DS. I haven't played the Switch one, so.
It doesn't quite look like.
They've got free reign to make some interesting characters. Like, look at Manjima. He's amazing.
Stop talking about it. I hate him.
Look how good he looks.
It's not a dead friend or series like the Mama crossover with Near Reincarnation.
That's true.
Crazy, we got a dead game in our game. Get that out of there.
Well, that's like a dead game part of a live series.
Okay, I also want to mention this, that there's some red text at the bottom of this event, and it says, "This event is identical to the one previously held with the addition of a framers kit." So they just literally just spell it out there. And then if you have already completed the quest for this event, it cannot be accepted again. However, you may still earn yokai medals while equipped with a yokai watch. So if you want medals, you can do that.
And collect one of each so you've got all the icons in your inventory.
I was going to say, if Mela had ever thrown them away, opportunity for him.
Yeah, there you go. You can.
I mean, I've got nothing else to do with this event because they've done absolutely nothing with it, even though there are multiple classes without weapons where they could have added something for us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And all the code.
Like you say, multiple as if
more than one. All the copium is people saying they'll do it again when Dawn Trail's out, but that doesn't help us now, does it?
No.
No.
Stop talking about what they may do. This is what they are doing, you know? What's out now.
For people who are new, I completely understand you've got loads of fun to do, but they can't just look after new players. They have to look after people who have been around for a while as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this isn't...
Something would have been helpful.
I mean, as I said, that's what the Genesis event is, the upcoming Genesis event is for.
Yeah.
This isn't for us, unfortunately.
But this could have had, like, they could have made it so the framers kit required, like, one of each type of medal. At least then you'd have something to work.
I wish...
Or some shit like that.
Yeah, I wish there was, like, something, like, to do on it. But it doesn't matter. We get other stuff. This is for... Yeah. Imagine all the new players that have never done this event. That's a lot of people, especially remember Shadowbringers people. You know, they've never done this.
Yeah, they're like, whoa, what is this series? 3DS only? So cool.
Yeah,
they're also getting less time to do it than we did.
Yes, that's also true. Yeah. Happy for the people that are getting to enjoy this. It's not enjoyable. I'll say this.
I don't know. I don't think they're getting something to enjoy.
No,
I don't.
Mela,
in terms of what you did,
guys, just chill.
I know, Mela, don't bullshit with people. As the two people that did it the first time, Mela, it was hours and hours of suffering.
Yeah, it was really difficult. It was a lot of effort. It was a lot of time. And it was unrewarded because the scum who came later, like Lukiel.
I did it on the first run as well.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
we can check.
No,
also, they made it easier than ever.
I've hidden my achievements.
Oh my God. That's just a proof of guilt.
No,
Mela, you just need to practice what I do. Just don't care. I've never done this event and never will. No. It's too stupid.
Oh my God.
That doesn't surprise me. I don't want the weapons. I think I somehow got the sperm mount. I think.
Hey, good job.
You can't have got the sperm mount without. Oh, you would have got the non-glowing one.
Yeah,
the non-glowing. I think I might have gotten that one, but like, I have no interest in getting all the other.
That's from having all the minions.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't care. I don't want it. It's not bad. It's not bad. I'm just saying I don't want to.
Right.
Good reviews all around then for new players.
Yeah.
It's boring, it's a long grind, or I hate it so much.
This isn't an event for Rollo then.
Yeah, it is.
You were saying this isn't an event for us, but apparently one of us can still do it.
Get on it, Rollo. Finally, it's your time to shine.
It's your time.
Well, then, I simply don't want to. Let me say this then. Rollo can't complain about this event.
Oh shit!
For not having anything. For not having anything new.
He now he's gonna hate to do it, Georgia. Don't do it.
Rollo, well, do it like Eureka.
Because I like doing fates, actually, weirdly, but I don't want to do.
You don't like
fates
this.
For this. Because it.
Because it gives rewards, Georgi. He doesn't like rewards.
It's rewards.
He hates rewards.
Why do you hate rewards?
You know what I love? I love bicolored gemstones.
Fucking hell.
Oh, you're a freak.
Yeah.
Why do you like the worst versions of fates?
What? I think it's great. You get so much cool shit, and there's like stuff in every zone.
You get
and it makes you want to do everything. I love it. I always max that shit out like week two or week one.
Hmm. Right. 10/10. Right. So what do you spend those gemstones on?
You can get Arcashian rolls,
many, there's
furniture.
Hundreds of things to buy.
You can get...
For what? Like, what do you...
What?
So after a while, you've gotten all the rolls.
Yeah, why is much you've got
that would take... That'd take a very long time.
Years?
Yeah. I don't think Rollo's...
It wouldn't take...
Not years. But it would take... genuinely months to get everything.
I'm still like trying Yo-Kai to get the vouchers Watch. For the mount.
Like Yo-Kai Watch.
Well, also, I just don't like the aesthetic of that stuff either. I like Yo-Kai Watch, but I don't want it in-game.
I would also say Yo-Kai Watch in its current form does not take months.
Well, that's true. This is the nerfed version, isn't it? They made it easier.
Yes.
Yeah.
The one that Mailer and I did originally, that took months.
The one that I did.
That one did take a long time. You didn't do it, unfortunately.
Oh, God, it was so rough the first time, eh? God, the first run?
Shut up.
Yeah, it was terrible, man.
Yeah, it was horrible. Okay, so thank God I have the glowing mount to prove it, though, that I did it. And
you know, let's go on. Log on to your lodestone right now.
No.
Yeah, log on and share with us.
I don't need to.
No, you can't. It's because you're wrong. I understand that you're lying.
No, I'm
you
correct.
Don't have to...
I believe you, Lucille.
Thank you, Earl. It feels good to be believed.
You haven't even fucking done it. You can't talk.
I did it, and Earl
did it with me, actually, the first time.
The only thing that takes a long time with bicolor gemstones is the shit mount thing they added, where it requires you to get the vouchers. That's the only thing that takes a long time, though. Everything else is
just buy the vouchers. They're not that expensive, honestly, but I like grinding for them. Again, I like doing fates. I enjoy fates.
Fates, too. I've said this before.
I don't.
Yeah, I know
I don't
you.
Either.
I just turn my brain off and do other things, and then that's fine for me. That's why I like Eureka. Oh, shit. Hello.
Oh, good. Weird.
Yeah.
There's always like cool little stories with them. I enjoy the leveling experience with it too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just I don't do it as much when I'm capped and everything, to be honest, because it's But I still like doing them.
Yeah.
In terms of rewards, every zone has at least two, if up to like four or five Orchestrion rolls, which is 350 bicolor gems each.
Yeah.
And that's not including minions, housing items. Stuff like that. There's so much that you have to grind out.
That
for.
Is true.
It's
and the best thing about bicolor gems is you will cap them and then spend hours wasting bicolor gems that are being thrown away before you can even have the chance to buy anything with them because everything's capped behind rank 3.
Yeah.
It's not that long to get to rank 3. What?
But you will agree that you will waste bicolor gems unless you're wasting them on like material or nothing of value.
That's
it's
never
a poorly designed system.
I am always spending it.
That hasn't happened to me since Shadowbringers. In Endwalker, I could go back to Shadowbringers and get the stuff that I didn't get then.
Well, that's true. That is fair. But the system itself is quite poorly designed.
I don't know. I think you're just a hater. You can't see true genius in the bicolor gem system.
Okay.
I just don't care. I mean,
my bicolor gem train is starting, guys. Please join the PF.
The thing is, I'm okay with just doing fates randomly. I don't care about the bicolor gems. Like that's where I am Rollo brained there. Where I don't like the reward.
That's even more insane to me.
I just don't know. I just can't be bothered.
He just likes playing the game.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I just like
he likes
that.
To press the buttons.
I like hanging out.
No,
and
he
just
doesn't
doing
like
something
playing the game because he likes to do the mindless tasks where he can shut his brain off. What Lucille likes is just
hanging out.
Drone work.
Just hanging out is what I want.
But then you'd never do them on your own.
I would never do them on my own. No, that's why I haven't done most of the fates.
Well, okay, Question: have you guys capped all the areas?
No, I've not capped any of them.
No, I haven't even.
Really? Oh,
I have zero interest in bicolor gems.
I don't know why you're shocked that either of them have not capped the zones.
In the same way, you have no interest in doing the Yokai Watchman. I have literally no interest in this system. I think it's a bad system. It's unenjoyable.
There's a lot of there's better rewards than Criterion Dungeons, I would say, honestly.
I don't like Criterion Dungeon rewards either.
Well, if you don't like that, then you'd probably like those more. They're better.
Yeah.
I would grab them, but I don't care to work towards them because it's mostly just orchestrion rolls.
Right.
No.
Right. Anyways, Yokai Watch.
Get on it, guys.
No weapons. Put it in the comments how sad you are.
If you like Fates, frowny face. If you like Fates, this is the one for you. And if you haven't done it before, especially, that's a good thing. All right, moving on. We have one more thing to talk about. We have bits and bobs from interviews. That's how I would describe this. This is from the subreddit. This is from an interview with who is it with?
It's a publication called Natalie with Soken, Imamura, and Ishikawa. I think that's the three people.
Oh, that's I see.
Natalie,
those are the three people.
Yeah,
someone's Tumblr blog. What?
No, it's official Natalie.
Okay, shout out to Natalie.
Shout out to Natalie. .mu. This is in weird bullet form. I don't a bullet point form. I don't know how
it's
to.
It's the main
I'm sorry.
Thing.
This is going to be difficult to listen to, but we're going to work our way through this.
It was machine translated by a Reddit user called Famas1234 who
Famas Metal Gear
compiled a bunch of who compiled a bunch of interviews with Soken, but this is the most relevant.
Okay, so they thought the music was okay. So this is about Growing Light, specifically.
The OST, the OST, not just the patch. It's the OST, so it's everything from 6.1 to 6.5.
Yeah, so they thought the music was getting easier. It's not. It's bullet point number one.
Cool. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Music is not easier.
Music got harder,
fact.
Actually. So.
Do you mean to produce?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know why they'd think the music was getting easier.
That doesn't make... That's such a difficult sentence to pass because I don't know do you mean it's harder to make? Do you mean it's more complicated? Do you mean... What do you mean by it's getting easier? That is such a strange sentence.
I don't know.
Machine translation. We
yeah,
just
exactly.
Accept it.
Thanks, Natalie.
Yeah. They mentioned...
Please pay translators. That's what happens.
They mentioned new composers Saya Yasaki and Justin Frieden to music team.
I mean, that's interesting because before it was only a three-man team. From Shadowbringers onwards was when Imamura and Ishikawa joined, and so they got another two what's the first patch? What's 6.1 called? Newfound Adventure.
Newfound Adventure. Yeah.
So that's five people, and one of them's not Japanese.
Yes,
which is interesting.
Yeah. Some tracks were assigned randomly so that they would adapt to any role and music implementation. Some got instant pass okay. Some had to be revised.
Sorry, got distracted.
Sorry, there was dog for audio listeners. There was dog action happening.
There was dog action.
Sorry, don't get distracted by my dog, dude.
Yeah, I was
mesmerized.
Mute. Yeah, I couldn't do anything. She just has such innocent eyes.
Yeah,
she does. She's so sweet.
That's cool. I like that way of doing things. I think everyone should try and, it's better not necessarily to specialize in certain genres within a team like this.
Mm-hmm.
You can generally, at least with Imamura and Ishikawa, you can generally note the differences between them. I don't know which one is which, but one of them is the one that tends to do more rock and electronic type stuff, and then the other one is someone who tends to do more orchestral type music.
Right.
That's
better. Their workload became intensive when they were composing 14 and 16 at the same time. Soken said that it's hard to do, but at least both games' music visions were given so that he knew when was the time he have to compose, supervise both games' music. Nothing?
I mean, yeah, man.
Right on. Pandemonium and Myths of the Realm are oppositely themed between dark and gritty and heroic and joyful.
That's true.
That's actually a fair point. They're different.
You get the vibes off that.
You can feel that. Yeah, I mean, who knew that music was themed around the locations it's in? Obviously, the themes of Myths of the Realm are like joyful because you're having fun with the gods and they're having fun with you.
It's very sad.
What are we gonna fucking
do? But it's like bittersweet. Whereas Pandemonium is a dungeon and like a prison.
What category would you put the vampire guy's song? Wild Freaks.
Hesperos?
Not Wild Freaks, sorry. Wild Shrieks. Always Wild Freaks in my heart.
Though. Oh yeah. I don't even remember that.
Do you mean Hesperos or whatever it's called? I can't remember.
He's talking about Hesperos. I mean, I'd just say rock, like most primal songs.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying it in the cheery or like the, you know, section.
Cheery section.
No, it's not cheery. Cheery. Yeah.
Are we thinking about the same song? I'm not thinking about any song, to be honest, because I don't remember it.
Literally the song that starts with Wild Streaks that people thought was Freaks Forever. Remember what the?
I can only think of Athena's song right now.
In my head, it's just...
I know exactly what you're talking about, but I think it's a strange question. Really. That's why I'm having difficulty responding.
What genre? Freakcore is the genre.
Yeah. P4. Yeah.
Okay. If you can answer Georgi Rollo's question, leave it in the comments.
Yeah.
Thank you. Each Pandemonium tier has their own theme. Abyssos uses dark and mysterious tones, and Abyssaos uses upbeat style. On Scream...
Does it?
Are you questioning? Are you questioning
God? Yeah, actually.
Yeah,
I'm questioning the translation.
Because it's like... I can't remember any of it.
Okay.
This
was a great idea to read this machine translation. I think that was a good idea.
I don't
idea.
Like this machine translation.
Also, I'm realizing how fucking long it is as well. We might have to can this.
We're already
at some
halfway
point.
Through. What are you talking about?
Just go.
On Scream, Imamura had opportunity to do some band composition. It was so good even, Soken had to request permission to do Primal's version. As for Ishikawa, he arranged Ultima's Perfection as per his capabilities on orchestral arrange. He adjusted the length too.
That's where you can notice the difference between their styles. Ishikawa is the kind of person orchestral things, like the second phase of P12. Compared to Imamura, which is more who made Scream, which is more in the style of electronic.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Right. For Myths of the Realm, especially Thalea tier, Ishikawa had to theme Latin music. The direction was to give lighter theme without being too grandiose.
Latin. That's kind of confusing.
Do you mean Latin like...
It means Latin as in like
the ancient language.
Yeah. No, not the ancient language. More as in like the musical style.
Oh, okay.
Remember when we read an interview entirely machine translated? Was it like, do you remember that? Does anyone remember that? I think we read it as a joke. It was when, yeah, that was, this is, it's giving this. It's giving this. Let's just say this is a
humans,
bit.
Humans haven't been replaced just yet.
No, do not worry. MSQ tracks. Some tracks were given liberties for each composer's. Regarding Final Fantasy IV tracks, Soken arranged Battle 2 with modern style. Ishikawa arranged Battle of Four Fiends with orchestral route. Imamura had to chase the deadline for arranging the final battle with electronic flair as the assignment. This electronic flair was recognized when Imamura arranged... What?
Is that supposed to be Caglione?
From Final Fantasy 16. I'm not reading it.
I'm not
reading it.
For people Cat. Who want
it's
to know
it's named after
the
a
word.
Place in modern Turkey.
How is it?
I see.
Katakim Kalmine.
Any Turkish viewers, give
how
us
do you
the
pronounce that?
Yes. Show how to pronounce it in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
When Soken arranged the Red Wings, he couldn't find a good solution for trumpet, so he performed the trumpet in his home at 2 a.m. He felt uncomfortable because it would annoy his neighbors. The track finished in 3 days.
I'm just, yeah. That's very soaken.
It would annoy yeah. your neighbors. What the hell? That's yeah. 2 a.m.? If I heard the trumpet, I'd be banging on your door.
Why would he Absolutely. Wait until 2 a.m. to do it? That's weird.
Because he couldn't what a great, think until like... then. Soken has such strange work hours. Mm.
What is great, like, 3 sentences, though? I can't find a good solution for the trumpet. It will annoy my neighbors. It was finished in 3 days.
Like, yeah.
What is this?
Other tracks. Usually there are strict rules on the theming, don't do this style. But in some occasions, some composers were shocked when they're told the contrary. Let's break that rule. For example, Ishikawa arranges Dreamwalker, the Loperet tribe theme. It got instant pass. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just trying to imagine, like, what are some songs that you remember from 6.1 to 6.5 where you're like, imagine if they weren't given restrictions. Don't make this an orchestral piece. Make this like this a calypso type theme. Mm.
Make, you know what? Brazilian funk.
Yeah. Yeah.
So all of Pandemonium should have been like beach vibe songs. Just
yeah, exactly. Like no, we're gonna get a lot of that this expansion.
Yeah. Some older tracks managed by Soken, which appeared on previous expansions, were corrupted. In this case, Stormblood Kugane theme. When he told
what do you mean by corrupted?
I mean,
oh, is it nice? So do you mean the file was lost?
No.
No, it's already in game. Yeah. Anyway.
When he told Imamura to rearrange, which is the Mount Rockon Criterion dungeon, he understood the assignment for rock arrangement since it's his comfort zone. This case is also the same for other composers. In Ishikawa's case, he had to hear the mastered version of older tracks to inspire his work on Myth of the Realm. His.
Okay.
Yeah. As the intense workload coming to the end, especially after composing some 16 tracks, Ishikawa had to relax a bit while there was another assignment. So he tried to compose some relaxing tracks. That turned into Island Sanctuary theme.
That's nice. Do you know the thing about machine, transcribed interviews is that they take all the context and personality out of a sentence, so it's so hard to comment
That's
on it.
True.
It's like it's just telling me these are the facts.
Yeah.
Get on with it. I don't know what to say to this.
I don't know either.
I think it's cool that the island theme was relaxed.
We'll
and
cut
he
this
got
out.
A break.
We'll cut this out of the YouTube version.
Just cut the whole thing.
I like that the Island Sanctuary theme wasn't designed for the game. Like he was just
that's
like riffing and then made it. And then Soken probably heard and was like, yeah, we can use this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be nice to have had that in
We're
a
doing
sentence.
Doing a lot of legwork.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
If I'd known about some of their like background for Ishikawa, like why, you know, why they weren't, you know, so stressed out and they needed to just relax.
Okay, some new Hildebrand themes were inspired by modern settings such as convenience store / supermarket.
This is
what?
This makes me think of what Rollo was saying before the stream.
Yeah.
When we were listening to some Eurovision songs and Rollo described them as department store music.
Yeah, retail core is real.
Yeah. But he's probably thinking more like Muzak, like, you know, the like more.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Muzak too, yeah.
I hope they have just the Don Quixote theme one day.
Why is it called Muzak?
Oh God, I used to know this. I heard. I don't
is
remember.
It's supposed to be
now.
Like a futuristic thing or whatever. It's like, oh, this is future.
No, it's like the word is mixed with something else. I don't remember. Hey, in the comments.
This isn't getting into the YouTube version. So there are
if it does, let us know about Muzak.
It's a mix of Kodak and music.
There it is. Kodak
and music.
So Kodak made the first Muzak machines, probably. Then I guess, yeah, they could run forever. Yeah. I think the
they were inspired by popular brand names like Kodak. So.
Oh, I see. It's a whole rabbit hole that we can't go into here. But yeah, there you go. Look it up yourselves, chat and viewers. Ishikawa was challenged during his work for Pulse album as he wasn't versed with electronic music.
Okay,
because he normally does orchestral music.
I see, right.
That's good, though. Again, there's people doing different genres.
Yeah.
Did you guys like that Pulse soundtrack, by the way. Do you ever give it a listen?
I love Pulse.
Georgi loved it.
It was all right.
I thought some of them were all right, and some of them didn't quite
vibe as well.
There
are definitely some that aren't great. And yeah. Sadly, yeah. I think actually both of Soken's songs on that album are some of the weakest on the soundtrack.
Some of them were cool, though. I wouldn't put them in the game as much. You know, I wouldn't like to see them in the game, but I like them as remix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think they really hit the mark on Pulse, unfortunately. Nothing wrong with it existing, you know? It's just like, yeah. This is...
They need to make money. I like them experimenting with the music outside of the game, but
yeah.
You know what's a worse soundtrack? The fucking what's Chill Vibes to?
Study to. Yeah, the lo-fi.
Oh,
yeah.
I
don't think I've actually listened to any of those tracks. I remember the promo for it, but
I will say I'll definitely say there are some decent songs on the lo-fi album, but I think there are a lot of them that just really feel. Or like, my feeling listening to them is like, why does this? It doesn't need to exist.
It's like loaf, but it's supposed to be like unintrusive, though. Isn't that the whole point of lo-fi? I don't know. I don't know.
But the thing is, my problem was more so that like they weren't different enough from the original tracks. That like I was like,
I see.
It's barely a remix.
Yeah. It's got lo-fi beats. That's cool.
You can study.
Yeah. Chad's cool, correct like as well. I would argue that some of them aren't lo-fi either.
Oh, they missed the genre. Okay.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like all of the non-OST soundtrack stuff that you kind of... Like, I'll listen to it on a streaming platform or something, but I would never go and buy it.
Yeah.
I kind of like the Endwalker lo-fi version. I think that sounds pretty nice.
Mm.
It's very short, but...
Yeah. Okay. And then last, pre-dawn trail. At the time of interview, the team entered intense days. The direction is different than usual, so they have to compose... new melodies.
Thank you.
I love that sentence.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you, Natalie, and your blog.
Thanks. Shout out to Natalie.
Thanks, Natalie.
I don't think you should blame Natalie.
No,
we're shouting out Natalie.
Blame her?
Natalie, you rock. You go, girl. You go, girl.
Natalie.
It was a snap.
Hey, girl. All right. Anyways, that's it for recent events. It is time for Mogmail. There we go.
Yeah, come on. Give me some foreplay.
There we are. It's from Ancilla Starweaver from Lamia. Howdy, speakers. Today I wanted to take a break from Dawn Trail MSQ theories and turn my attention to another piece of upcoming content, Cosmic Exploration. I think that announcement was a surprise for everyone, and I've been thinking about what storyline it might have. Right now I have two thoughts. One, in the final Endwalker role quest line, the decision is made that some Garleans will go live... Sorry, not go live, but go live on the moon and work with the
Lopris. I mean, they can go live on the moon now. They have
That's
a radio
true.
Station.
Yeah. You have a radio station, yeah. This really struck me as odd at the time, but maybe they'll be involved in the cosmic exploration quests. This is an exciting prospect since Nero wanted to go too, and we all need more Nero content. Two, another Endwalker side quest that stands out to me is the Omega quest, where Omega received a transmission from someone in outer space. I think it would be fun if this was made a prerequisite quest for cosmic exploration, and we got to work with Omega on contacting alien races. We've been to the moon with them already, so it'd be great for them to join us. Those are my thoughts for now, but I'd love to hear what you think. Interesting.
I really like both of these ideas a lot. I hadn't even considered... Well, I'd thought about the Garleans being on the moon, but I hadn't really connected it to cosmic exploration.
No.
And the second one I'd actually forgotten about.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll agree with cosmic exploration being a shock.
Yeah.
When you guys say Garland's on the moon, I just think of the Futurama bit. It's like, we're whalers on the moon. We're Garland's on the moon.
Yeah. Garland's going to live on the moon. Makes sense. And also, promising probably to get Nero back. I do hope we get
more. I love Nero, right?
That guy wants to go to space. Look at him. He looks like a space.
Yeah.
Guy. I mean, he wanted to go to the void. And then when he got there, he's... So maybe this one will be less disappointing.
He was
him.
A what?
He wanted to go to the void, but he was a little disappointed.
That's true.
That turned out.
He became a crusty man.
We got
he became
we
a
got,
crusty man,
it.
Didn't
yeah,
he?
You crust. Georgi too. Georgi also became crusted when he was saying.
Georgi got. Georgi got.
Georgi got norted. Remember that?
Yeah.
God, I hope he becomes crusty again. For like,
my life.
Oh,
yeah.
Like,
just like as a funny. I don't know. Just him being crusty is such a funny visual. And the way people describe it is being crusty.
He got so
like
crusty.
Being corrupted.
Yeah. the second one is also interesting because, that quest was kind of random, when we got it. But now, if you think about it as like a, more moon content, then, it makes sense. And it might be tied to cosmic exploration.
I would love to... to meet other races that didn't get despaired.
Yes. I am.
No, then people are going to be like, it's too much space stuff.
Well, see,
fantasy game.
I mean, I kind of agree with that.
Feeling that as well. I'm like, are we a sci-fi game at this point? Like, where
they've already pushed it too far anyway.
Yeah.
You tell me you don't want side content that's just like, let's just do the Prime Directive, you know?
Yeah. Like, let's form the Federation. Let's just do it.
It's never acknowledged anywhere else. It's just in this side content forever.
Yes.
You say you don't want to be a sci-fi game, but one, look at Solution 9, and
that was
two,
pretty scared about it.
Yeah,
and two, this is optional content at the very least.
Yeah, I don't mean like
how much Island Sanctuary have you done?
Half of it.
Nothing. Well, no, I've done
exactly.
If they made it space politics, then you'd be like, oh, I want to do that.
Yeah.
Fuck the island.
Honestly, it depends how the content actually works. I'm very hesitant on cosmic exploration as a concept, but maybe
not
it will
MSQ,
be good.
You know, it's fine.
I mean,
I think
at worst it'll be Island Sanctuary again, and Island Sanctuary is pretty solid. So
it's solid, but I wouldn't do it again identically.
I'm already placing cosmic exploration in the same bracket as Hildebrand. Like, it doesn't. It's whatever. Do whatever the fuck you want. You know, bring in Vulcans and you know, just do it.
I'm not quite willing to give up on the integrity of the game just yet.
I gave up around Stormblood.
I know. It's been more harder and harder over the years to like this game to have any actual
integrity.
At this
point, just lean back and just let it all let it rip, baby.
Exactly.
We have to move on to our main story. So let's talk about more controversy that I'm sure is not going to cause any more.
You need to explain some of this to me.
Okay.
The benchmark came out. The benchmark came out last week. We did talk about it. We were generally quite satisfied with the trailer, I should say. We hadn't done the benchmark yet because I don't think it was out yet. But
it came out that evening.
Yeah. So we were basing this entirely on the trailer that came out, and we were positive.
From what we saw, that, it was all right.
We were able to make a hideous Hrothgar woman, and we were happy.
Yeah. I remain positive on the benchmark.
Okay.
I do too.
And that's fair. Yeah, I am too. But I do
understand that it's not a final. I mean, I appreciate that it's not. We haven't been given Dawn Trail.
So something
we've been given a benchmark to see whether our computer can run the game.
So a lot of things happened. Something that everyone expected is that some people are going to be annoyed that their character has changed. I said this in a stream. MMO players are the worst when it comes to change, because that's the one thing MMO players hate, and that's when thing they are used to change.
Before you get angry, remember that Dawn Trail will be including a free Fantasia.
That's true.
That is important to note.
There are the changes to the character models are very extensive.
Did they confirm the free Fantasia, or did they just say they want to get this one?
Oh well, not confirmed. Yeah, I guess so. He said.
Yeah,
planning to.
I don't want to guarantee people a free Fantasia. I feel like that's to promise the audience.
I'm pretty sure there's news articles around it. If you Google for Dawn Trail Fantasia, you'll find news articles confirming that it's happening. So if it doesn't happen,
Yeah.
Apologies, but that's the understanding.
Well, at this point, I feel like they have to because.
It would be a no-brainer.
You really should, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. You gave one with Heaven's Word. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it is going to happen because your character changes quite a bit depending on your race, I guess. But people are not. Some people are not happy with how their character looks after the update. Which I expected. Again, expected.
Yeah.
Your character changes. You've seen this character for like 10 years for some, and now it's looking a little different. I mean, I'll admit...
Or longer.
or longer. Lukiel looks okay. I don't think he's changed that much. It's just weird seeing him in like a new shader, right? Like he looks better. Or worse. I don't know. He looks okay. But one thing that I did note while we were doing the benchmark is that sometimes they look very shiny, as if wet. Now, that is now being explained. There's been an update that we're going to read from Yoshi P on the Lodestone. There's also, like, we've talked about this before. The character creator in 14, the lighting in it is so bad. Like, there is no good lighting. Yeah.
It's so funny because they give you 5 options and they're all shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why can't we just have a room with like just equal lighting everywhere?
Yeah,
I still think the ethereal one is like the worst fucking one.
It's just because you catch those purple.
It's the default.
Yeah, nothing like creating your character in a void of blue.
Where like there's just a big like sheen on your face because of the fucking multiple light sources. That's hard to hang your character.
I remember trying to find my character's like skin color, and when I got in the game, I was like, oh, he's way pastier than I thought I made him.
Yeah.
No, you made a white boy. Yeah. It's not what you intended.
So, that's a problem. There's also been, more... I think some people complain just to complain. I've seen some people complain just to complain. Because, my computer's running slower now, so I hate everything. This is a benchmark, it's supposed, if you passed, you passed, if you didn't, then maybe.
Oh, you mean in terms of performance?
Yeah, in terms of performance, I've seen that too.
Honestly, if you got a poor rating on the benchmark, you were already struggling to run current 14.
Yeah.
Like, you should have upgraded a while ago. If you've gotten high at like the last benchmark, you almost get the same score.
Yeah.
Just
more or less.
It's not.
You'll go down by a few points. But
for those of you that didn't pass, I am sorry, but we at some point we have to move on. We have to. It's for the greater good. The needs of the many outweighs the needs of the few, as they say in the Federation.
It's time to upgrade, please.
Yeah.
I mean, you were told what the specs are.
Yeah. You've had 4 years.
And we were told
that
the specs were going up.
2 years?
The Steam Deck gets a good score on the fucking benchmark.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying it's ancient hardware or anything, but it is definitely not the strongest thing out there.
No.
And, if you're
it's a £300 computer.
If you're not beating or matching that score, then how are you playing 14? Are you, is it like just a fucking 25 FPS clip show? What's happening?
I'm just ignoring that. Like, people that are complaining that the specs requirements are too high. I'm sorry, but you are literally playing on like a fucking 1995 Dell. You know, you need to.
You don't have to spend that much.
There are also people making non-specific complaints, like they're saying it just looks bad without explanation. The best ones are the ones
even worse.
The best ones are the people that have like comparisons and they're posting to the forums, like, so to show exactly what they're complaining about. Those are the best ones. I've seen a lot of those out of the Japanese community, not as much out of the West, but I'm sure there are people doing that.
Yeah.
There was that really nice post by the one JP user comparing like the Al Ra face, which I thought that was really good. I think those are legitimate complaints with like changes of lip shape, changes, I think it was to the chin. I think it might have been the eyeliner as well. That does definitely change like the overall shape of the face.
Yeah.
That's a thing, too. It's like, I understand people not being able to explain it because it's, if you look at a face, like, you know, like just a normal person who might not be an artist or might not be, you know, a little versed in that kind of stuff, you can tell something's off, but you can't explain why because there's so many, like, small details that go into making a face a face, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so that's... Yeah, some people also mentioned, I remember, some, like, face details are missing or, like, not appearing correctly in the character creator.
I think the most commonly noted one is fangs on Keeper of the Moon, Mikote, women.
Yes.
For some reason, the males still have them.
It's weird because they still have the fangs on Keeper of the Moon. They're just noticeably smaller.
They're
very small. For some reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is, at first, when I first heard it, I was like, oh, it's a bug. That's just, it's not that there. I'm like, okay, that'll get patched. But now that I hear it's smaller, I'm like, that's a weird
choice. They've made an aesthetic
update. I hope that's a bug still.
No, but it's only the women.
Yeah. So then maybe they're like introducing that
men
to just
have
females,
big teefers.
So. Yeah.
I don't know.
it's weird.
It could still be a bug.
It could still be a bug.
I mean, is a thing in nature, but it's not the other way around. I feel like maybe it is.
I think the other one too, which I think is super valid, and I would be very upset, is the Vieira nose smudge.
Oh yeah,
it being like washed out totally and not like that is such an iconic Vieira. Like that's what makes them Vieira.
Yeah,
is the nose shape.
Yeah,
or a big part of that. And I like. I hope that's also.
I think people would argue with you.
Yeah,
I think people would say it's probably the ears.
It's one of the big things.
Okay, so anyways, Yoshi P has posted an official update on the forum, on the Lodestone. So I'll read it now, and we'll discuss as we go. An update on the Dawn Trail official benchmark. Hello everyone, this is Naoki Yoshida, producer and director of Final Fantasy XIV. I would like to thank you all for your feedback regarding the recently released Dawn Trail benchmark. While we have received positive feedback and reactions from players, we have also seen others express their concerns. Therefore, I would like to share the current situation regarding these factors. Number one, character creation system in the benchmark. The character creation system was created over 10 years ago based on the release version of A Realm Reborn. Although it used the same processes as the actual game, certain aspects, such as weather, were combined to create special conditions exclusive to character creation. This was done to present the texture resolutions and shaders at their best based on the quality standards at the time, which included the PlayStation 3 version.
Ugh.
Just please,
PS3 limitations!
He's already dead! Oh, no. He's already dead!
The last gasp of a PS3 limitation.
Furthermore, its light sources take advantage of backlighting, which, in this case, proved detrimental for showcasing the upcoming graphical update. The character creation environment should have been updated, but was overlooked as we prioritized the development of Dawn Trail and tuning the graphical update in the actual game, for which I would like to apologize.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I understand why you would focus on the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are currently expediting a rework of the environments and light sources of character creation for both the actual game and the benchmark. Once that is complete, the current benchmark will be replaced. The following points...
I appreciate that.
But yes.
Can we please have just more environment?
Yeah.
Or just a very neutral area where we could put... I mean, this is above and beyond what I think is should be expected of a benchmark tool.
I think it's too much even. I think it's not needed, I would say.
It's not needed at all. This is
is good. I think an explanation of why things are like that is cool. And I would hope people did not expect, like, everything in the benchmark to be final, especially with things like the neck seems to be definitely a bug.
They made a huge mistake in this benchmark. They should have had a little asterisk at the bottom of the screen at all times that says not final.
It should be implied. People have gone into this thinking it's basically Dawn Trail in the character creation. It's not.
Yeah, but people don't think that critically, Mailer. People just look at this and think, oh no, my character's shit in Dawn Trail.
Yeah. Cancel.
To the forums.
Yeah, to the forums. Scream in the forums.
I think it's kind of a waste of resources, personally. I mean,
I agree.
I don't think it's going to impact like development.
But
like,
God,
it's over.
The
but
amount
it's...
of doom posting on all social media.
If it will alleviate some
this.
Of the doom posting, sure. Like,
well, I think it's the complaints. A lot of them fairly reasonable. At yeah. least you have people who like explain but themselves. And
I like
you know.
Those. Yeah, because some yeah. are genuine. I will. It feels like I'm making fun of that. Obviously, yeah.
if you have
some
genuine concerns,
genuine
that, like your chat has changed a lot.
Yeah. It's because the worst of them are particularly hilariously
yeah. yes.
bad.
Yes. 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 Yes.
But I think you should also acknowledge too that, like, just straight up, some characters are better than others in this transition.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
depending on your mm-hmm. race, skin color, facial features that you pick, which face, all that stuff, you are not getting the same upgrade mm. as someone else.
Yours no. got a bit of a glow up, if I may say so.
Yeah.
Ellison,
yeah.
though.
Ellison came out pretty good all around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rogan, I think, are one of the better ones.
Oh, yeah. Rogan. I'm sad. There's very few pictures of Rogan, like, from the yeah. benchmark.
I sent you one.
Yeah.
Your grotesque creation does not count.
You've made a clown.
Show some respect
disgusting
to
clown
Dalamud
creature.
Red. Oh, my God.
It doesn't count. He does not represent Rogan.
He does represent Rogan.
No. Okay, so anyways, the following points are some of the factors that will be resolved by applying the GraphQL update. Yes?
Can you put Dalamud Red in the thumbnail?
Yeah. Finally, he's getting spotlight.
If you're going to put him, you got to put La Creatura too.
Yeah, La Creatura.
Yeah, because we do have La Creatura as well. So we might, yeah, maybe a mashup, both of them. Yeah. Okay, no one's going to understand anything.
No, watch our streams.
Watch our streams.
Yeah, watch our streams. The following points are some of the factors that will be resolved by applying the graphical update of the actual game to the character creation system. A, lifeless eyes due to a lack of highlights in the pupils, which is interesting. I don't think I noticed that, but I guess...
I think that was more race-specific. I think that was... How was it Al Ra in particular? From Al Ra players, yeah. from what I can tell, that was kind of a big complaint.
Okay.
The yeah. limble eye ring is still kind of a sore spot for some.
Well, but... when I imported Mayla, the liminal ring for her was darker than I anticipated, but there are options that are much brighter and I prefer. Mm. So there are good liminal ring options.
Yeah.
Just
it also looks much better when you get into the actual benchmark rather
yeah.
than
oh, yeah. And they, Rollo, they glow really nicely in dark areas, which looks so much cooler than they do in the game now.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Facial contours appearing flattened due to incorrect lighting conditions caused by backlighting.
Yeah, so this is one particular issue that I've seen a lot of people say that, like, it makes, in the creator, it makes Hure and Ellison look old.
That's interesting.
That's funny.
I don't know if I saw it in my experience when I tried it out.
No.
It's a piece S though.
Yeah.
It's specific faceplates.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
It's showing the new graphics in the old game.
Yeah.
He's explained that. Like, it's a shame, but
what I
don't take it as is.
So here's the thing that explained what I was seeing during the character creator, and it's such a funny, like, spaghetti reason. A lack of gloss or excessive appearance of gloss due to character creation exclusive weather conditions, i.e. the use of thunderclouds. So sometimes your character's just literally wet due to weather.
It is so bad for dark-skinned characters. I am so sorry that there are other darker skinned people that think it looks good. I think you're so wrong. I'm talking about,
you don't know,
like,
what your skin tone looks like.
No. I mean, specifically for, like, the rightmost column of skin tones, uh-huh. like, you can still be dark and be a little bit further than that, but the specular is so fucking high on the right, and that does carry into the game in cutscenes. You see it as well. It's like they made black people greasy. It's weird.
But I think I feel like everything looked, that's my big, and I just had thunderclouds constantly while I was doing my character. But everyone looked greasy to me. Like, even, like, not when you make,
yeah,
like, a
like
rough
waxy
car.
Almost.
Yeah, they look waxy. I agree. I think it's
like a beautiful apple.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think a lot of this, like, I appreciate that, you know, people are seeing this and thinking this is how the game will be, but I think you have to just wait and see how it looks when the final product's released. And then it may look better. If it doesn't look better in the final product, absolutely, you have more of a right to say, this isn't what I wanted.
Well, what you'll know for sure now is that when they release the updated benchmark, it's going to be much closer, if not final, to Dawn Trail's character creator.
Oh, so that's scary, just hearing that.
Sorry.
But, I mean, like,
I liked what Chad said about they're recreating Dolphy game.
They who?
Oh, Dolphy! I hate that.
Who's Dolphy?
You know, the Ystola Dolphy.
Oh, I've tried. Why would you remind me of that? That's horrendous. I hated that.
Brought it up.
Oh no!
Yeah, chat, stop. Okay. The special conditions created for the existing character creation system are largely responsible for the points outlined above. Changing these settings should greatly improve the situation, and I would appreciate it if you would bear with us as we work on updating the benchmark. So there you go.
Thanks, ShareShP, for doing going absolutely above and beyond what should be reasonably expected of a benchmark, which is simply to see if your computer can run a game or not.
Yeah.
It's like the same as a demo. It's not.
Yeah, it's not the final product, and it don't. You know, it's not that serious.
Feedback is important, but
that's true. Yeah.
The outrage.
I think we all agree that this is over the top. But like, this is the kind of customer service that has resulted in 14 having such a well-respected community.
Oh yeah, they respond very quickly.
I mean, it's incredible.
We're very spoiled. We're very spoiled.
We are,
It's very funny because this happened. Our graphical update sort of reveal happened at the same time as another game, Pokemon Go. I don't know if you've watched any of that. And they are having a rough time.
In the opposite direction,
Because
they've turned everyone into Lacroix water.
That's just sad. And they have no say, obviously. When they roll something out, that's final. That's happening.
Thanks, Niantic.
Yeah.
It just looks so... They ruined the kind of anime style they had.
Yeah. They made some weird, clunky, just horrible looking creatures.
Yeah, it's not.
They're just generic and boring.
Yeah. I logged in for the first time on my Pokemon Go account since 2018. And I barely recognized my character. So, very interesting. Though it might just be because I forgot what he looked like. But yeah. Why am I opening Pokemon Go as if this is relevant anyway?
I was wondering why you were doing it.
You're crazy.
Get ready for Clefahat. Okay. We've upgraded
Pokemon
syncing contacts. No, I don't want to sync contacts. Thank you. I don't...
your brother's got to know what's going on in Pokemon
Go. I've got Umbreon and a pink shirt. That's my... There it is.
It's so amber. I love it.
It's so amber. Okay. Well, there you go. That's my Pokemon
Go. My
character's
a creature.
Yeah.
Thank you, Yoshi P.
There he is.
I have a little Pikachu with a Christmas hat.
Oh, God.
That's nice.
Yeah. All right.
I think most of the criticism is, a lot of it's not all of it's useful because, again, it is difficult to express this kind of stuff when you know something's wrong with the face. It is very hard to say. Mm-hmm. And I do think the concerns are legitimate, but we're giving them a chance, you know.
Yeah.
We say what we think here in a good expressive way, and hopefully give them time to work on it. You know.
Yeah.
You're just simps for UTP.
That's what we are. Yeah, we're famously famously so. Issues related to certain data. There's more. Number two, issues related to certain data and processes. Based on the wide range of feedback on the official forums and social media, we were able to pinpoint a number of issues in the data and certain processes which many faced due to a need to modify an enormous amount of data. I sincerely apologize.
Say the rest of it in a Norwegian accent. No,
I sincerely apologize for the inconvenience these issues have caused. Naturally, these issues are steadily being addressed as we finalize our development of Dawn Trail. However, these issues remained in the benchmark due to simple data-related errors or neglecting to reflect the upcoming changes to the benchmark environment. The following are examples of issues which fall into this category. A. An issue with unimplemented high-resolution textures, including those for certain playable races. So... is this talking about the... I saw some pictures of the Viera ears, right?
Yeah.
There are issues with like face paint and stuff being like the old face. It doesn't matter that much. It's, you know, I think it's fair to say it was obviously not intended.
No.
I would suspect this might also affect the seams in the neck.
Yes.
Like the neck seams. I like having this weird, like, ethereal slice in my neck.
Yeah. It's like modding a Bethesda game.
Yes.
Like an older one. But, no, I mean, that stuff like that, it's like, okay, that's just a bug.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah. B, an issue pertaining to special data processes. Okay.
Specific.
Something mysterious.
Data was specific.
It was processed, and that was cool, or not. C, an issue with necklines for playable races under certain... Oh, that's its own category. An issue with necklines for playable races under certain circumstances. So,
I wonder what those circumstances are.
Having a neck.
And then an issue with uncorrected scaling for the mouth of certain playable races.
Have you looked at a Lalafell's mouth?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Their teeth.
Their teeth, they look like dolphins.
It's not... Yeah. Their teeth aren't stretched to their mouth. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it is disgusting.
Oh, I want to see it.
Like, imagine, like, normal teeth inside, the mouth of the Joker.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of, like, it's a very wide mouth. But the teeth go backwards rather than like spread out to fill the whole mouth.
But that's part of something that's kind of fascinated me with this update. So we've talked about, I mentioned before that there's a lot that they've done to the characters that we don't really see. But the mouth has been updated. There's like the teeth look 3D now.
They are three-dimensional.
Yeah, they're 3D. Mm-hmm. They're not like this weird like 2D thing that we have, like the paper that we have now. Also, you can see it in this picture. There's a tongue, and from what I've seen, that tongue is rigged. I saw someone on Twitter
do
show a picture of a character
model where they had pulled out the tongue, and I'm like, oh boy, what have you done? But there, it's there.
Watch out, mod beast. You got a new thing to
play. I'm going to tell you this right now. Tongue mods already existed.
Yeah, so but they are. The work has been done for them. Now they don't have to add anything.
Also, you know what else? Official feet update.
Yeah.
Yes.
They are real toesies now. They're not little sausages.
And fingers. They've apparently updated both the fingers and the feet. So should be better. Not sausage fingers or like stumps anymore. Yeah, go ahead.
In regards to scaling in the mouth, Chad also brought up the fangs on female Makoto might also be to this.
Yes. Yeah.
Possibly. He doesn't specify, which
no, he doesn't.
Whatever, but,
no. Yeah. The above issues can be corrected. I would appreciate it if you would bear with us until they are resolved. So essentially saying, please shut up while we fix. Naturally, these issues will be addressed in the release version of Dawn Trail. Naturally,
so don't expect
he
them
says.
To be... Yeah, what he's saying in a nicer way, don't expect these to necessarily be fixed in the updated benchmark.
Yes, this is a deeper issue. Correction, and then number three, correction and replacement of the Dawn Trail benchmark. In order to resolve
the Dolphy Trail benchmark.
Trail benchmark. In order to resolve the points outlined in 1 and 2, we are planning for a replacement of the benchmark software. As we require some time to investigate the issues and reconstruct the benchmark environment, the timing and further details of the replacement will be announced later. We will also continue to make adjustments, which will incorporate as much of your feedback as possible into the revision of the benchmark, as well as the release version of Dawn Trail. Due to different release dates, however, there are likely to be some differences between the benchmark software and the release version. My apologies for asking you to bear with us as we address the points of concern. The team and I will continue doing our best for the graphical update and Dawn Trail's release, and we would appreciate your continued support. Naoki Yoshida, Final Fantasy XIV Producer Director.
All right. It's not Jover yet. Possibly. Wait till the full release.
Yes.
After that, you can say it's Jover.
Yes.
After the full release, if you don't like your character... And you have used the Fantasia and you can't make a character that you like the look of, then you have a right to complain.
Yeah. But you have to, something you have to come to terms with is that this update is happening there isn't. He's not going to just go, well, I guess we revert back.
Graphics, yeah.
That's not happening.
Going back to how they look, yeah.
So
the game's going to look much better.
It is for
you can see in the benchmark how much better it looks.
The game
but
looks,
I would say,
yeah, go on.
Still keep giving good feedback.
Yes, good feedback.
The Vieira nose smudge is gone. I will riot.
To be honest, I think
the nose smudge should be taken away.
No, I will firebomb your house, Mela. Absolutely.
I mean, at least make it toggleable. Then, like, if you want to not have it.
To be honest, it probably is toggleable, and you've just not played
it. It in the current game, it is toggleable.
It is
not as visible. Yes.
Oh, but it's just like when you toggle it on, it's barely visible. So what's the point?
Yeah. There were people in the chat saying that they don't use it anyway. So
no, that's fair. Yeah. But it should be there.
Because people don't use it,
Rollo.
A Vieira with no Moe smudge, you're no Vieira to me. No. Get out of here.
A Vieira with no Moe smudge.
Okay, well, there you go. This doesn't mean that you shouldn't complain when you... not happy with how it looks,
but there
are limits. But, you know, change is happening.
This is clearly it's a demo situation.
There's
a difference between constructive and unconstructive feedback.
Yes.
Very true. Yes.
But you're also completely valid if you don't like what your character looks like in the shader.
But you'll get used to it.
Yeah, it'll.
Before you say is don't like how the game looks,
or you leave.
Now, you're not valid.
Yeah.
I hope everyone stays super waxy.
Stay waxy, everyone.
I think most of what we were really happy with was the environmental material changes.
Yeah.
We didn't really comment as much on the character changes.
No.
That's a lot of it's in motion. It's kind of hard to see.
It also just felt natural.
Yes.
Most of it feels like a natural iteration of the game.
Yes.
At least in my opinion. Like a lot, my character mostly looks like my character still, and feels
but see,
fine.
That's what I'm saying though. That there's like winners and losers in this update because you just, just different settings, certain things will just look extremely different or not as intended.
I mean,
or as what the person wanted.
Play around with the options like close to what your character looks like, and maybe you'll find something that you do like.
For the waxy thing, I mean, we are a little waxy, aren't we? Like, our skin can be a little shiny.
But like different degrees.
Well,
like,
I'm just checking.
You can look at me and Lucille. Like, he doesn't have a big shine on him because he's paler, but on me, you see, like, you can see the light reflects a lot more, but not as much as it does in 14 right now. In that benchmark,
no,
it is like grease slather slime.
They're like
maybe
they're kind of sweaty.
Well, there have been issues with the weather effects. Maybe your greasy man was partially impacted by that issue.
Maybe there were thunderclouds above. You didn't know because you were in the ethereal.
Just see how they look in the final product.
I'm
more than willing to give them a chance. We'll wait
doing
and see.
We're all adapting to this update. It will take some time to get used to, but it'll pass. It'll pass. There are competent people working on this game. They will sort it out.
Yes. Yeah. My one complaint is I can't use my actual haircut in the benchmark trailer.
Oh, no, same. You can't use any like non.
No, I know you can like somehow like.
Can you not?
So I had to use the heels.
Yeah.
You can brute force the haircut in, but you shouldn't have to brute force it in.
Oh, yeah, you can import your character.
I'm aware of it. I imported my character, didn't let me do it.
Really?
Yeah, you have to change some options somewhere.
Yeah,
but it's not worth it.
It's more than just importing.
It should just be that. It should just be an option.
Yeah.
By the way, I guess you can say the April Fool's thing, if you change your date to April 1st, then...
Oh, yeah, I need to play around. Yeah, I want to try.
It changes Meteor or Derplander to Hildebrand
or
Brandy
Hild.
Yeah, it's so cool.
I think the bug thing was very apparent if you get normal Hildebrand, because he just looks like the current 14 model slapped in there, and he looks weird.
Oh.
He looks strange.
I see. Yeah.
Grainy. And like I feel like you can see a seam on his face.
Okay.
It's super strange.
That might just be the scar he has from when he had a plane card flicked into the center of his forehead.
Yes.
I don't think you should make fun of people in their scars. Don't make
scarred.
Make fun of people's scars. You're very rude right now.
Okay. Well, I feel like we've covered everything on the benchmark now.
Hold your jokes.
What happens, guys.
Yeah, see what happens. Leave your again in
reasonably
the
high chance of a free Fantasia, but maybe they haven't fully confirmed it. But more than likely they will.
More than likely, especially after this, I think. Feel more inclined to do it.
So you should be able to get a character that
it will be fine. It will be fine. But again,
and to be honest, you just put on a big helmet if you don't like how you catch it.
That's true. You could just cover up.
No, there are cutscenes that take off your helmet.
That's true as
well. There are.
So there's no escaping.
Well, just detach yourself from your character.
Detach. Okay. Well, there you go. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone. I'm just thanking everyone now. Thanks. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Natalie, or whatever you were called.
Thanks, shout out to Natalie again. Hey, girl! If you're watching the YouTube version, this is a reference to nothing, because we probably cut this out of the episode.
If you're watching the YouTube version, I hope you enjoyed the last 20 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, right. Well, that's it, folks. The end of the show. It's here. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Remember to follow on Twitter at SpeakersXLV, twitch.tv/speakersxiv, youtube.com/speakersxiv, /Discord in chat if you want to join our Discord server. If you're watching on demand, links in the description. Remember to send us mogmail, speakersxiv.com/mogmail. Maybe give us some input on how you felt about the character creator and the benchmark. Maybe
tell us, are you a winner or a loser in the update?
Yeah.
Right. All right, we'll see you
in real life.
If you're watching live, post show is coming up. If not, we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye. Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
You've just listened to an episode of Speakers of Eidolon, produced by Speakers Network. Producer for this episode was Lukeel Bravestone. Final Fantasy and Final Fantasy XIV is a registered trademark of Square Enix Holding Company Limited. If you would like to support the show, consider pledging to our Patreon campaign at patreon.com/speakersxiv or buy some merch at teespring.com/stores/speakersxiv. Link to both of these sites, as well as our Discord server, is provided in the episode description. Thank you for listening to this Speakers Network production.